Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A major return is planned for the SummerSlam go-home episode of Raw. Plus, Kevin Nash has some strong words for SpotFest NXT, and Ric Flair's last match has been confirmed. For Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. On this day, he will see clearly. That day, according to reports from Fightful Select, could very well be Monday, the 25th of July. Now, they are reporting that WWE has planned to bring Edge into New York City for next week's Raw from Madison Square Garden. Thus far, we cannot confirm if Edge will actually appear on the July 25th Raw from Madison Square Garden. However, we can confirm that WWE has internal plans to bring him into the show, which will serve as the go-home for SummerSlam in Nashville. It was June the 6th that we last saw Edge on WWE television. His unceremonious removal from the Judgment Day faction very much led to a showdown, or will lead to a showdown, between Edge, Finn Balor and Damian Priest. We've seen vignettes highlighting his previous feuds and rivals over the past few weeks in the build-up to his return. A return that could very well go down on Monday, July the 25th from Madison Square Garden. Just 1 week away from SummerSlam. Now, looking at last night's episode of Raw, we saw multiple matches for SummerSlam made on the show. Logan Paul and The Miz has been confirmed. We had Logan Paul formally challenging Miz to a match last night. Miz initially declined. He was eventually goaded into the match by Logan Paul. Some discussions about the size of Miz's balls was had in order to get us there. That is confirmed. Logan Paul versus The Miz. We thought maybe we might get a tag team match for that particular one, but it looks as if it's going to be a one-on-one match between Logan Paul and The Miz a week on Saturday. Riddle versus Seth Rollins also signed for SummerSlam. This comes after several weeks of interaction between the two sides. Riddle hitting Seth with an RKO last night to really hammer home their rivalry. And Becky Lynch gets another crack at the Raw Women's Championship. She will face Bianca Belair at SummerSlam, 1 year on from her mere seconds of a match against Belair for the then SmackDown Women's Championship. Becky hoping for a repeat of SummerSlam as opposed to a repeat of WrestleMania. So Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair set to have a banger at SummerSlam. The rest of the card shaping up like this. Pat McAfee taking on Happy Corbin. Bobby Lashley will defend the United States title against Theory. The Usos are going to face the Street Profits for the tag team titles with Jeff Jarrett as special referee. More on him in a little bit. The SmackDown Women's title on the line with Liv Morgan facing Ronda Rousey, and the undisputed WWE Universal Championship on the line in a last man standing match, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. That is how SummerSlam 2022 is shaping up with less than 2 weeks to go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tonight on NXT 2.0, we will have a battle royal to determine who will next face Mandy Rose for the NXT Women's Championship. If Kevin Nash is watching, he's going to have to pay close attention because the speed of the performers on NXT 2.0 is just one of the bones of contention that Kev has for the brand. On his new podcast, Click This, Kevin talked about a visit that he paid to an NXT taping. He said, I said to Shawn Michaels, F, slow the F down. He looks at me and goes, it's not the style anymore. You have to accept that. The style is the style. If you go out there and do tests of strength, people will walk the F out of the arena. They are operatively conditioned now to do this. The fans want to see this. They want to see a spot fest. And that's great if that's what the fans want, says Kevin. I particularly don't. The thing that I found out or realized was nobody has any heat. There's nobody on television that I look at and say, that person, if this was a real thing and they kicked my door down, I'd be like, oh, F. They're athletic, but they don't look like they can even throw an effing punch. I realize now that both companies do it when they go to commercial break. The action is just in a small box. And I actually enjoy that more because they're going so effing fast on a large screen. You're like, slow the F down. It's just too fast. Nobody sells SH1T. Strong words from Kev. No doubt more of those to come on his new podcast, Click This. In an emotional post online, AEW talent AQA, aka former NXT talent Zayda Ramia, announced that for now at least she is done with wrestling. She said thank you to everybody who supported her along the way before saying, at this time, I've decided to step away from professional wrestling for the immediate future. For the past few years, both mentally and physically, I've not been in a great place with wrestling, and silly me, I kept pushing through because I didn't want to be seen as weak. But it only sucked the fun out of every opportunity I had. I hope during this time, I'll be able to reflect deeply and see what path is best for me. Thank you to AEW for granting me this time. And until I see you again, much love. Classic Championships are making a comeback. NWA announcing that for NWA 74, we are getting new NWA United States Tag Team Champions. There has been at least 10 different versions of the US Tag Team titles. They go all the way back to the Capital Wrestling Corporation days in the early 50s, but we'll get them in 2022. Belts held by the likes of the Fantastics, the Midnight Express, and the Steiners. And we'll have our first, in a long time, NWA US Tag Team Champions crowned at NWA 74. Before that, though, there is a major Jim Crockett Promotions event taking place on July the 31st, and that is Ric Flair's last match. A huge card, actually, from across the wrestling landscape that will see Ren Narita and Clark Connors representing New Japan Strong going one-on-one, the Motor City Machine Guns and the Wolves doing their Impact Tag Team thing, Harry Smith and Killer Cross representing MLW, Rey Fénix, Bandido, Laredo Kid, and Taurus with some fast-paced Mexican Lucha Libre action. A Legends match. A Legends Legacy match, I guess. Brian Pillman Jr. teaming with Brock Anderson to face Ricky and Kerry Morton. A father and son tag team doing their thing at the show. Plus a family affair. The Briscoes taking on the Von Erichs. We'll see the Impact Knockouts champion Jordan Grace defending against Deonna Purrazzo and Rachel Ellering. The Impact World title decided between Josh Alexander and Jacob Fatu. And in the main event, it'll be Ric Flair's last match, now confirmed as a tag team match, with Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett facing off against Ric Flair and his son-in-law, Andrade. Now, this whole match was set up by an angle that took place on the mini-documentary that was released at 6:05 p.m. local time last night to build to this event. Jarrett and Jay Lethal attacking Ric Flair after a press conference. And after getting bloodied and battered, Ric Flair teases right at the end of the video that he's coming for revenge on July the 31st. And he's bringing his son-in-law with him, Andrade. So Ric Flair's final match will be a tag team match, teaming with his son-in-law, Andrade, to face off against Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. A day later than expected, you have a brand new Cultaholic Classic Raw review later on today. Apologies we didn't get this up on time yesterday, but it will be with you this afternoon on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Jack Atkins and myself working remotely at the moment for numerous reasons. Nothing bad, I promise. But it means that if you watch on the Patreon, you might get some cat action. You have been warned. Patreon.com/Cultaholic to watch the Cultaholic Classic Raw review. Or you can just listen as normal at wherever you get your podcasts from. On the YouTube channel right now, you can check out 10 Forgotten Forbidden Door Moments. Believe it or not, the Forbidden Door has been kicked open long before 2022. And there are some great examples from years gone by at youtube.com/Cultaholic. For the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.